And we also have a special guest in studio, and we're going to debut a new show on Thursday, Austin, and it's going to air at 6:30 every Thursday night, and it's right after Outdoor Trails with Jack Morris. It's called On Your Mark, and we welcome into the studio Sean Call, who's the editor at Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. Sean, welcome into the studio, yes. Man.
Hey, Poplin. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you're really excited about, you know, bringing some new content to the station, and also trying to tap into the fitness world out there with all the new health things that you see on a weekly basis that seem to pop up every single where we go. I've made a conscious effort in the last 3 or 4 years to put myself in a better situation as far as my health is concerned. And right now, I mean, we're in the time where we're starting to see lots of events as we're winding down the year. There's still plenty left. I think a lot of people fall into the trap that all the running events from all over Oklahoma usually happen during warm weather, but there are a ton of events that are coming up, and we're really excited to have you as part of the program.
Well, thanks, Poplin. Yeah, it's true. The fall season, it's not been uncommon for us to see 8-9 events across the state. And we're talking about not just running, but your cycling events. Your triathlon, of course, has been big this summer and on into this fall. And then we're going to see, of course, the Tulsa Run, and something that we're really looking forward to, the Route 66 Marathon. And it's just not, you know, your marathon runner. This is people that are running half marathon, 5K. There's a fun run. But it's just a good family of events that people can come out and participate in some way. But you're right. There's just so much to do on the fitness end in Tulsa. There's just so much. There's trainers that are, you know, influencing some great new methods that are just working. And that's what we're going to talk about on the show, is just what's working and why it's working, and being consistent and just staying on top of that.
You know, the one thing that gets me, Sean, is that it seems like that, number one, I think it's kind of an untapped community there, especially on the radio side, as far as trying to provide more information with that side of things. But just how large that community is as well. The running community alone in this area of Tulsa and Green Country is phenomenal. I mean, and that's something I think that a lot of people do not understand, just how large that community is, and the cycling community.
Oh, you said it. It's phenomenal. This last weekend, we had the Warrior Dash come to Tulsa. First time in Oklahoma, we had 8,500 people come out for that event. Now, this wasn't your average, 5K weekend runner, but you saw 8,500 out there doing something Saturday. But you also had another run in Pryor with, over 300 people. You had several events in Oklahoma City that averaged 200 plus. So you're right. It's phenomenal. But then the Tulsa community, it is just a very tight-knit group. But I say that in saying that, you know, they're very accessible. There's just so many people that are willing to share their experience in getting fit. People that have been on the couch for years and have decided, hey, I'm going to get up and do something. And these people out there, you know, doing something every weekend now and encouraging others.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Obviously with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine, how you got into not only running the magazine, but also in the point where you are now, where you've been doing a lot of training and trying to get it ready for a lot of events that are coming up later in this year.
Well, my background is in being an art director and web design. And what I do with the magazine, I'm the publisher and I oversee all the operations, but also perform the layout and the art direction. And that's just kind of my passion there. But I've always been kind of an athlete. I've always played baseball younger in my younger years. And then I've always just, you know, after college, wanted to, of course, stay active and stay fit. And my wife and I enjoy doing that together. But right now, what I'm doing is I'm experimenting. I've always been more interested in the strength training end of fitness. And once or twice a year, I would go out and I would hammer out some long runs and do some long miles and train for a marathon maybe once a year. But I would never do those at the same time. And so right now, what I'm doing, which is really, really fun, I'm training for a Tough Mudder with a group of buddies. And as a team, we're going to go together because we're getting that accountability. And man, we're going to talk a lot about that on the show, is the importance of a training group, the importance of a training partner. And as a team, you're not going to want to be the weakest link. So that is just something that has kind of stepped up my training.
Okay. And I got to ask you this because, first of all, Mike, I'm gonna bring my the second time I'm gonna bring my wife into this into the show. She trained for marathon, ran a half marathon. She had a stress fracture in her foot, so she couldn't run the Williams Marathon last year. She got me into doing it. So I did the Tulsa Run last year, and I did it at about 240 pounds, which isn't a whole lot of fun for the knees and ankles. But at the same time, her brother is he does these adventure races all over the place, and he talks about the same thing: how accountability with a team sometimes when they're driven out to the middle of nowhere, and they have a compass, and they got to go do that. And it incorporates, you know, 10 or 12 miles of running, and incorporates another 50 miles of on a bike. And then he does a lot of fun stuff. But the stuff he always tries to get me to do is some of this team stuff. And that's where you talk about it. And as far as some of the content focused on your show is a lot of that accountability with working with teams. It's fun to do with your wife, your buddies. I mean, you can do a lot of different things. Not only, and what I hate about it more than anything is the fact that you can compete, and that's a lot of fun, but the training week in and week out, because you got buddies going, hey, you've been training? What are we doing? You're not showing up, you know, and that helps a lot, though.
Well, you don't want to be the weakest link when you get out there, and that's where the accountability comes in.
Well, that's right. I mean, can you imagine wanting to climb over a wall, and you've got five of your buddies climbing over, and you're at the bottom saying, guys, I'm going to have to go around the wall here. You know, that's no fun. And so we're getting that every week. We're posting our workouts, actually, if we're not together. And, you know, saying, hey, good job, or hey, what happened this morning? Where were you? You know, so there's no excuses.
That's a very smart idea. And, you know, and I do a lot of my running on my own. I'm starting to get to the point now where complacency has set in, and I sometimes think that's a tough obstacle to overcome when you find yourself in that position. But it is awfully nice to have someone there to continue to push you through that, because that person, especially if it's a good friend or someone that you respect that is out there putting in the same amount of work that you are, they can get you to that next level by just simply trying to push you and compel you to go that extra mile and to push yourself. Because if you're just there by yourself, what's to say, you know what, I did 3 miles, I'm not going to do that other mile, I'm just going to stop right here, I think I put in enough work. But if you have that partner going with you, they can convince you to go the extra mile.
That's right. I mean, you're totally right. I'm a kind of guy that I like to go out early in the morning, quiet neighborhood, everyone's asleep, and I know that I'm out there at 8 o'clock before 8 o'clock, doing something before the rest of the world wakes up, and that's a good feeling, and I'm sure you've experienced that. But a solitary workout, you know, strapping on the MP3 player, getting in the gym and pumping some iron, that's great. But I also talk about in the last issue here in my little article that, you know, some of my best, personal best as far as running competitions have been when I've engaged with someone else there who's at my same fitness level and is able to push me. That's when you're going to see the results. But yeah, it's always good to step away as well and reflect and get your thoughts together for the day and all that good stuff. But so there's both ends of it.
Tell us a little bit more about the magazine as far as what we can expect to see on a weekly basis as far as content is concerned. And of course, you're going to run down lots of events from all across the state of Oklahoma. But what can we expect to see out of the magazine?
Well, we're going to explore some fresh topics. In the past year, we've taken the magazine from just being a core of endurance athletes, runners, and triathletes, to really talking more about strength training. We talk a lot about the mind, because a lot of people may not realize, but other than nutrition, the mind plays a key element in making yourself better on the fitness end. And so we're going to talk about some fresh topics regarding the mind, and also bring in some nutritionists that have some really powerful advice, some trainers in the area that are just awesome, that are just going to be so open and give you some advice that are just so simple, some things that are so simple and practical that you're going to go, wow, I could have been doing this in my 6-7 minutes a day that I have available. So that's what we're looking forward to. We're going to talk about a lot of events. There's just so many in the area, but we're going to hit on some key things that are going to, you know, make you want to go do one 5K as opposed to another, because maybe they're going to have a pancake breakfast or something. But we're going to. Well, that's why I would go. But we're going to talk about those kind of things as well.
You know, you bring up the trainers that we have in this area, and I think that we have a hidden gem with a lot of the guys that are in this area with just different techniques. And that's why I'm so excited to get to be a part of your show on Thursdays, is that we'll get to hear from a number of different guys And like you said, just the small things, just little tweaks here or there that you might be making a mistake here or there, or something else added to your routine that you wouldn't normally think of, because we have some of the best trainers in the entire region right here in the city of Tulsa.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking specifically of a CrossFit trainer that I know that, you know, he's the methods of CrossFit. I'm trying to incorporate that in my workout to where I'm constantly confusing my muscles in my body, and my body doesn't know what I'm going to do next. And that's what's working right now. And those kinds of people who are they're elite athletes for a reason, because they've gone through the trials and the tribulations, and they've been through the injuries. They know what works, and it's amazing in this area. Yeah, they're incredible trainers, but you can also sit down with them at lunch, and they're going to walk you through, hey, this is why your calf hurts this way, and this is why you're not able to lift this much weight yet, and those kinds of things. So that's just really exciting. It just kind of unlocking a new door there.
And you brought up the nutrition side of things as well, and it's sometimes it's just small things that can give you that and make you go that extra mile. And we have some great nutritionists in this area as well. We'll hear lots of information from them coming up throughout the year. Now, Thursday, when we debut our first show, what's the main topic that we're going to touch on?
Thursday, we're going to talk about motivation and consistency, because really this is the first obstacle and one of our biggest obstacles that we're going to encounter. Every single day. That's right. And I have a gym in my building where I work out, and so it's relatively easy for me to do that. You know, I can get down there for 30 minutes, an hour, and knock out my workout. I don't have to get in a car, and most people do. But for me, it's still hard to just step out of my office from what I'm doing and get down there. And there's an older gentleman that's in the locker room about the same time I usually am. And I love it. He always says to me, man, you've done the hardest part. You're here. And
right.
So, you know, once you're in that locker room, you're ready to go. You might as well work out, right? So,
absolutely.
So that's what we're going to talk about. Motivation. We're going to talk about the mind. We're going to share some great stories of motivation, have some fun. And that's kind of what we're looking for Thursday.
Boy, the motivation part of kind of making a joke that every single day, but Austin, you know this as much as anyone, even when you're playing college football and having to go in and put in the workouts in the summer, it's just, that's also where a buddy can come into play for simple motivation. But the power of the mind, just convince yourself to do it and get through it every single day. And trust me, the results will be there.
Yeah, more than anything, it's that accountability, though, is just, we always talked about summer workouts in college football that was just like, it's optional mandatory, we called it, or optional, we really called it mandatory.
Yeah, mandatory. It's mandatory.
And so, but at the same time, I mean, you know how hot it is, but I deal with it, and I've been through plenty of workouts, and I deal with it all the time. Motivation's a tough thing for me. My wife gets on board, and she's all just about it. Are you coming to the gym with me in the morning? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. But it's so funny because it's almost like you trick your mind into thinking, no, I really don't want to go. You find an excuse not to go. But after you go, it's so therapeutic, number one, just to kind of relieve some stress. But after you go, you're just like, I don't know why I didn't want to go. And so I think, like you said, just if you get there and can get I like to do it just so I can listen to music. And so play on my iPod. I can't listen to music any other time. Might as well be doing some 30 minutes of cardio or something while I'm doing it. But that's the main thing. If I can get there, it makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, you talk about that good feeling you get after you do it. That's a positive addiction. And the more you do it, the more you're going to get used to that. It actually becomes a great habit. So, yeah, that's exactly right.
Sean, we look forward to working with you the rest of the year, my man. And like I said, we'll kick off the show on Thursday night at 6:30 right here on The Buzz. It's called On Your Mark. Sean Call, who's the publisher of the Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine, and he'll be with us every Tuesday as well to kind of give us a sneak peek of what we're going to talk about on Thursday evening, and look forward to some great guests and hopefully inspiring some people to get out there and hit the pavement as well and just become better in who you are. And I feel so much better than what I used to. It's not even funny. It's like I'm not even the same person anymore after I made more of a commitment to take care of myself. Sean, great to have you in today, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.